Does anybody watch House? Well, good man, but exactly. I watch House as well. It's, I watch far too much American soap. Justified. Hot tip there. Best thing since Shakespeare. Anyway, moving on. It's got Timothy Olyphant, it's gorgeous. House has the talk about cosmic misfiling. The sex symbol Hugh Laurie. Who would have thought you'd ever heard of this? Life is long enough for very funny things to happen. Damn, at least. And it's a kind of wonderful show, in as much as it reminds me of what these soaps are for. I think they're basically religion substitutes. You know, they happen at a kind of weekly cycle. You know, when you pray in the Church of House or Don Draper or whoever, and these guys are, you know, and women are secular saints, I think. House has a particularly kind of liturgical feel to it because it's the same plot every week. It's just once you've seen one, you've seen the lot. Like, you know, sort of stuff. And this is kind of the plot. And in it, he plays this remarkable figure. Really. He's a beautiful figure. It's a sort of Christ-like figure, but also a man of constant sorrow. Kind of wounded God. House. Better all in all the God we know. Broken, drunk, in agony, at bay, yet undistracted from the mystery of our own suffering. And if they show its last to blunder wild-eyed through the screen with stop the chemo, he just needs to fart. Or gently intimate that it might be smart to swap your Tolstoy for a magazine. We too have known that 3 o'clock abyss between the differential and the kiss where a man must face the smaller man within or remember where he stashed the Vicodin. Oh, let that 1,000-yard and 1-inch stare see through us too, for we don't have a prayer. Amen.